Okay, today is Daf Samach Zayin. We are on Samach Vav Amid Beis by the two dots. The Mishnah had said, "Ein hagon of achar aganav mishalim tashlumei kefil." You could, a second, if ganav number two steals it from ganav number one, ganav number two bepashtus does not pay kefil. Why not? Because you can only pay kefil to the owner, not to someone who's not an owner. Ganav number one was not an owner. If ganav number one was not an owner, you can't pay kefil to ganav number one. That's the pashtus. The whole daf is going to discuss how does yeush by an owner change that? Does it change that? It's a three machlokas. And here we go. Okay? It could be that if yeush kicks in, then the ganav can own it. And if that's true, then someone who steals it from a ganav would pay kefil. Okay, here we go. Amar Rav, says Rav, lo shanu, that's only true el lifnei yeush. That's only true if it's before yeush. Avala achar yeush, but if the owner gives up hope, then kinoi ganav rishon. Ganav rishon acquires it.
That's according to the one that said yeush.
What? This is Rav Shita. The ganav sheni mishalta shulme kefil ganav rishon. If owner gives up hope, ganav number one steals it. Owner, I'm never getting that back. He gives up hope. Ganav number one now acquires it. He becomes like the owner. Now you steal it from him. You pay kefil to him. That's Rav Shita. Amar Rav Sheshes says Rav Sheshes. Amina kinoim v'shachiv Rav amalah shmeitza. Rav must have said that he was half asleep. He couldn't have meant that. He did mean it, and that's how he holds. But, says Rav Sheshes, I can't fathom that Rav could say such a thing. Why? D'tanya, because we learned it in Braisa. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "B'pnei ma amar Torah tavach umachar mashal tashlumei above hamisha." Why does someone who does tavach umachar, slaughtering or selling it, why does such a person pay above hamisha? Why? Right? Why? "B'pnei shenishtarish b'chet," because he's rooted in chet. So many chet. So much chet. What is so much chet? First of all, he stole it. Second of all, he slaughtered it. Keep good, just a spiraling down in chet. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Says Rav Sheshes, wait a minute. That's Rabbi Akiva. Emas. When, what are we talking about over here? Ilei melefnei yeush. If yeush didn't happen yet. Mika neshtarish? How much chet is there? There's no yeush. The only thing you did was steal it. You sold it? There's no yeush. You can't sell it. There's no yeush yet. You can't sell it. You sold it to someone. It's a meaningless act. The owner never had yeush. So what do you have? You're a thief. Right? Rabbi Kiva says, oh, you're so mired in chet, we make you pay more. Kind of mired in chet. You didn't do anything. You shechted it? Okay. That's not a good thing. But you shechted something. It's just an extension of stealing. It's not worse. Why? No yeush. El acha yeush. Has to be after yeush. V'isol gadai tuch yeush kani. Now listen to this. If yeush is kone, then amai mishah d'shur b'v'v chamisha. Why does ganav number one pay 4 and 5? Shalohu toveach. Shalohu mocher. He's selling his own ox. He's selling his own sheep. He's shechting his own sheep. Why? Belongs to him now. Right?
But how could the ganav have violence to it? Doesn't have any rights to it.
That's a concept. It's a leap of faith we have to take. The leap of faith is that when you steal something and the owner gives up hope, it becomes yours. Therefore, that's exactly the chiddush of the Gemara. If the owner has yeush, according to these people, giving up hope you're ever going to get it back is a transference of the object. That's a leap of faith, right? That's a because we don't have such a concept like that in America, but in the Torah there is. It's a machlokes. Yeush has to be yeush and a maisa. It's a machlokes. Not so simple, but
yeush.
Yeush itself works. Yes, that by aveda we had. Now we said, does it apply to Geneva and Gedela? Yes, it does. Says Rav Sheshes. Wait a minute. If this yeush, according to Rav. If there's yeush, then it belongs to you. So I go ahead now and sell it to him. Why am I paying 4 or 5 for that? It's mine. Says the Gemara, Amri, no, you know what the pshat is? Kid Amar Rava, like Rava said. B'nei sheshana b'chet. Not because you mired in chet, but you repeated a chet. So simple. You repeated a chet. Meaning, you stole it, then you sold it. In other words, says Rashi, Hachanami, here too, b'nei sheshana b'chet. Says Rashi, it's the third Rashi there, third line, skinny line. Sheshana b'chet. La'olam lifnei yeyosh. Really? There is no yeyosh. If there's no yeyosh, then what's the problem? That's not the problem. The problem is, A, how could you sell it? And B, what kind of mired in chet? Right? You have nothing else to sell. Right? It's a meaningless act. So says Rava, no, it doesn't mean shtarish, you mired in chet. What does it mean? You did another chet. What's the other chet? You tried to sell it. Yeah, it's a meaningless act. You still tried to do it. It's another chet. So says Rashi, v'lo'olam lefnei yesh. Really, it's before yesh. V'afal pi d'lo ahanu maisa. There's no maisa. Mecha. He's still chayiv. That's exactly the chiddush of the Torah. What did I do? I sold something I'm not allowed to sell? Yeah, you do that, you're paying four times as much. You're paying five times as much. That's exactly the point. Okay? That's by an aveda. It's very difficult by a gazlan to have yeh shalom midas. Because you held him up. Right? That means you found it, he didn't give up hope yet, but when he knows he's lost it, he's going to give up hope. Doesn't really apply here. Doesn't really apply here. It comes up a little bit, but we should have discussed it. By a ganef, it's impossible.
Right.
Only the question by a ganef. We're going to see it on the base. A little bit what you're saying. Okay. Let's try again. Kash on Rav. Toshma. Another kash on Rav. Utvacho o mucharo. If you sold it, the pasuk says, if you sold it or you shechted it. Ma tvicha she'enu chazeres. Just like tvicha can't be undone. We haven't figured out yet how to bring an animal or anybody back from the dead. So once you shecht an animal, that can't be undone. Af mechira she'enu chazeres. So too, it has to be a sale that can't be undone. What kind of sale can't be undone? Emas. What are we talking about over here? Ilei melefnei yeyosh. If it's before yeyosh, amai enu chazeres. Why can't it be undone? You have no right to do it. The guy never gave him hope. What are you selling it to a third party? El acha yeyosh, it must be after yeyosh. Right? So what are we saying? If it's after yeyosh, then what? Then I had possession over it. I had bailus over it. Now the gazel can sell it. V'tal k'daitach kanye. But wait a minute. If it's after yeyosh, and Rav is correct that the gazlin now has ownership in it, he's the baal of it, then I'm ha'mishah baal v'hei. Why are you paying 4 or 5? Shalohu tovech, shalohu mocher. It's yours again. Right? Yours. If you sell your own ox, you pay 4 or 5 for that. Of course not. So now, I'm not sure why we don't give the same answer we just gave before by Rava. A different pshat. Kid the Amar of Nachman. Like Rav Nachman said, Prat l'shehitne l'shloshim yom. No. What we're talking about over here, you didn't sell it. You rented it for 30 days. Hachanami. Prat l'shehitne l'shloshim yom. You rented it for 30 days. So, the guy can't say, I want it back. I have it for 30 days. In 30 days, I'll give it back. So that's an exception. It's not nothing to do with this case. In other words, this answer means, the Gemara is saying, we had a kash on Rav. How could Rav hold that a second party, a gazlin, owns the item, owns the animal, when the owner gives up hope, he owns it. If he owns it, how could he ever pay dal v'hei? He owns his own, how can he pay dollar hand his own item? He owns it. That's our kasha, right? So says Rav Nachman, we require a tevicha and a mechira that could be returned. We require a tevicha and a mechira that cannot be returned, right? Tavach u'macha, it can't be returned. What kind of thing can't be returned? It must be after yeish. No, not necessarily. It could be it's before yeish, but it was a loan. It was a rental. So for 30 days, the guy has it. He's an innocent. He's a third party innocent guy who rented. He didn't know all this. He didn't know there was a gazel. He didn't know any of this. So for 30 days he's entitled to it. That's a chiddush of Rav Nachman, and that answers the kasha. Okay, next meisvei. This is not easy. Three cases in this brisa. Okay, case number one, ganav. Somebody steals an item. Oop, I'm on the first wide line. Ganav. Someone steals an item. Ubo achar v'gonvo. And then someone else steals it from the first guy. Right? You have ganav number one, and now ganav number two. Harisho and mashal d'shlume kefel. The first guy pays kefel. V'hasheni ena mashal ela keren belvad. The second guy only pays keren. That's a kasha right away. Why? Rashi says, you never pay kefel if you steal from someone who's not an owner. That we start off the dot that way. Then Rav came and made it more complicated. So Rashi is very simple. Now, this Bryce doesn't say one word about Yayish. So you have to fit it in. Right? Case number two. Ganav u'machar. Ganav number one steals it, then sells it. Who does he sell it to? Some guy. Uba acher, and now a second guy comes, v'gonvo, and steals it from the guy who bought it. Harisho mashad hashume abba v'chamisha. The first guy pays 4 and 5. Why? Because he stole it and sold it. V'hasheni mashad hashume kefel. The second guy pays kefel. Who does he pay kefel to? To the purchaser. But, is that true? Let's say that's true. What? Right, fine. Case number three. Now, case number three. Gonav v'tova. Let's say a guy stole it and then shechted it. Uba achar v'gonvo. And then he came and stole it. What did he steal? A dead animal. Harisho mashal d'shumi dal v'hei. The first guy pays dal v'hei. Why? Because he stole something and shechted it. V'hasheni, the second guy, ain't mashal d'shumi kefel. He doesn't pay kefel. Ella, keren belvat. He only pays keren. Okay? Yeah. Now, why is that true? The Gemara will explain the whole thing. K'tonimiyah, anyway, bottom line is, we said, mityasa, in the second case, gonav umachar, if you stole it and then sold it, ubo achar v'gonvo, and then somebody else came and stole it, Harisho Mashalim Tashlumi Dalavahe. The first guy pays Dalavahe. Vashenim Mashal Tashlumi Kefel. And the second guy pays Kefel. Now, wait a minute. Enas. I told you. This Braitha doesn't say one word about Yeyosh. So when did this happen? When did all this happen? Ilei Malifne Yeyosh. If it happened before Yeyosh. Right? That means the original owner never gave up hope. Then Sheni Amam Mashal Tashlumi Kefel. Why does the second guy pay Kefel? Shinui Rishus below Yeyush Mi Ikal Amanda Amar Dekani. All that happened is this animal changed hands. There's no Yeyush. Changing hands is never a Kinyan. So what happened here? You have owner, then you have Ganif number one, the buyer, and Ganif number two. Changed hands 3 times, but so what? The owner never had Yeyush. Why is the second guy paying Kefel? All there is, it's changing hands. It's going to just go on for a year. Keep on selling it. The guy that had Yeyosh. What is that called? Shinui Rishus. No one holds that work. All it did was change hands. From Ganef number one to the Ganef number one stole it and then sold it. Right away, it's Chayav Dal V'Hei. Now, someone comes along and steals it from that guy, that innocent purchaser. The owner never gave up hope. Doesn't pay cable for that. Ella, it must be Pshita, it must be L'achar Yeyosh. Must be after Yeyosh. The owner gave up hope. I'm never getting this animal back. And he gave up hope, and he went on with his life. Good. Now, v'sal k'day tach Yeyosh kone, but wait a minute. If Yeyosh is kone, who owns the animal now? Ganef number one. Ganef number one owns it. So, then I'm Amish Havashim with Dal Behe. Why does he pay 4 or 5? Didehu deserve it. It's his own ox that he sold. It's his own ox that he sold.
Wait a minute, didn't we learn that already once before? That once the God of steals, he never is able to have...
It's a three-way machlokas, basically, what the rule is. Rav held, this is Rav Shita, and Rav is going to hold this throughout the daf, and on every base we're going to have people that agree with Rav. Rav held that that's only true if it's before Yeyosh. Once the owner has Yeyosh, I can't be chayav on dal v'hei. Why? Because it's mine. It's the God. That's what Rav holds. Rav Sheshit said that Rav must have been half asleep when he said that. So Rav Sheshit said, how could Rav say such a thing? It's a crazy rule. That's what Rav holds. Rav is a gadol b'Yisrael. That's what he holds. And once it's Yeyosh, you can't be over Dal V'Hei. Or Kefal for that matter. What? Kefal immediate.
Right.
Dal V'Hei, they have to do another act. So you can't be over. Why? It belongs to you. It belongs to the Gadol now. Why? The owner had Yeyush. Yeyush alone is enough to transfer ownership. I know Yoni said to me, how could that be? It's a leap of faith. Because in America, we grew up with no such concept. Like there's no such thing as Yeyush.
No, because they got it. Just waits long enough, and the guy is definitely Yeyush.
Oh, so on Anonymous Base, we're going to have...
I'm set.
On Anonymous Base, we're going to say that there's an automatic Yeyush. Nobody ever... The minute it's stolen, is Yeyush. Which makes Rav even more strong. Automatic Yeyush. We're going to hold. Nobody thinks they're going to ever get it back. It's automatic, objective Yeyush. You can tell you it's stolen? Yeish. We're going to say that in Anonymous Base. According to one person. Again, there's even a more strange machlokas on Anonymous Base. You'll see it on Anonymous Base. It's Rav Yochanan or Shlokish. Anyway, if your Rav is correct, that what? That once there's Yeyush, you become the owner, then how does this Brisa make any sense? Vesu, also, Diktoni Reisha, the Reisha said, Gonav, you stole it. Uba Achar V'gonvo, and then someone else stole it. Reisha Moshalim Tashlumei Kefel, right? The first guy pays Kefel, Vashini Eino Moshalim Ela Karen, and the second guy only pays Karen. Why? I said, which is based on Rashi, the reason why the second guy only pays Karen is because you can't pay Kefel if you steal it from someone who's not the owner. Right? If you steal something and I steal it from you and you're not the owner, I won't pay Kefel to you. You're not the owner. But wait a minute. Michzi. Lacha Yeyush Kaminan. It's after Yeyush. Vizal Gadai Dath Yeyush Kona. And if Yeyush has worked, Sheini Amar Eino Mishalim Ela Karen. Why does second guy only pay Karen? El Alav Shema Mina Yeyush Lo Kani. It must be Yeyush does not Kona it. Otherwise, so Bryce doesn't make any sense. The Kasha L'Rav. And Rav, your sheet is very, very difficult. There's a big cash on you. This Bryce doesn't make any sense. Now, on my Rava, it blah shver, it really does. Now, on my Rava, says Rava, the Tispera, wait a minute. And you think your way is better? What's your way? Saying that Yeish doesn't work? The Tispera, hametarts tahi. What, now you answered everything? No, you didn't answer anything. Ella, the Koni Seifa, the third case said, Gonav v'tavach, if you stole it and then shechted it, uba achar, and another guy comes, v'gonvo, and steals it from, I don't know from where it is, it's shechted, it's a dead animal, but he steals it. Rishon mashal l'shnei baba chamisha, the first guy pays 4 or 5, that's for sure. Why? Because he stole it and shechted it. No question about that. V'sheni, the second guy, eino mashalim ela keren, he only pays keren. 1 second. U'meyikul amanda amar shini maisa lo kani? Nobody holds that. Shini maisa? You did something to the item? Everybody holds that's a kinyan. Right? Everybody holds that's a kinyan. How'd you change the item? You changed it by shechting it. But it used to be alive, and now it's not alive. So you changed it. Now who says that the second ganef now doesn't pay kefil? You know who said that? This Bryce said that. Who holds like that? So Rava, you think you got Rav into Akasha by saying that it must be talking about Yeish, it's not Kona? If that's true, the Sefer doesn't make any sense. How are we going to explain this?
So in other words, the
second guy should pay Kefel.
He should pay Kefel. Because the other guy was
Kona with the Shechting. Exactly. El Olam Kul Lefnei Yeish. You know what? This entire Brisa, all three cases, are talking about before Yeish. All before Yeish. The Epoch, Seifa L'mitziyasa, U'mitziyasa L'seifa. And the only way to make this make any sense is to switch the Seifa with the middle. The Emahachi, here's how it's going to read now. Now it'll make sense. Gonav U'machar, you steal something and you sell it. Right away you chayav dal v'hei. Now, U'bo achar v'gonvo, and someone else come to that purchaser, we're sitting there in that barn, he steals it over there. So Arishon Mashan Shomer Rav Chamisha. The first guy pays 4 or 5. That's simple. Vasheni, the second guy, Eino Mashal Ela Karen. He only pays Karen. Why? The Shini Rishus, below Leish, low Kani. All there is the Shini Rishus. All it did is move from different parties. It moved from different barns. That's all that happened. Here it was, first it was here, now it's over there.
So what does he pay?
He doesn't pay Kefel. No. There is no, he pays Kefel. Mistama, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm saying, so who does he pay?
I don't know.
To Rav,
no, not according to Rav. According to this Brisa.
Didn't acquire it.
What?
The first guy wasn't
gone. Rav agrees that if it's before Yeyush, ain't going to achar ganef mashan kefel.
Okay.
Who are you paying it to? I don't know. Either to the owner or to the ganef number one. It's hard to imagine you're paying it to ganef. It's hard to imagine you're paying it to ganef number one.
If it's after Yeyush.
No, it's before Yeyush now.
Before Yeyush.
It's before Yeyush, and all there was Shinui Rishus. Shita Rishus is not a Kenyan. So Ganef number one never owned it. If Ganef number one never owned it, the guy who bought it also never owned it. What did he do? He was duped. Right? He was sold something, he was sold the Brooklyn Bridge. He was sold something that he had no right to buy. Fine, happens in life. Now it gets stolen out of his barn. So now Ganef number two has to pay only Karen. Why? Because you can't pay Kefel if you steal something from someone who's not an owner. That's a rule. That's based on a pasuk. The gunav mibeito. You can only chai if you steal something from someone who's an owner. If the guy's not an owner, you can't be chai for stealing. Not an owner. Who is he? He's an innocent guy who got duped. He was sold the Brooklyn Bridge. What could, it happens? So he can't pay kefel. So the second ganav doesn't pay kefel. He pays Karen. Who does he pay Karen to? I'm not sure.
We can have an example. If the first guy buys, the first guy steals it, and then the second guy steals
it. Oh, that's a puppet answer. Puppet's an answer to me. The yesh on one, not on the other.
Yeah.
That's a puppet answer. Then you don't have to switch the brisa. Leave it the way it is. That's a yesh on one. That's a puppet answer. We're going to answer that in a minute. That's more, makes more sense because you don't have to change. We never like changing it. Come on, what kind of answer is that? You change it around, right? But we're changing it around. Now, the Hasheni. One second, I'm sorry. Oh, Gonav, if you stole it, Vitavach, now you slaughtered it. Now, Uba Achar Vigonvo, now someone stole it. So Arisha, Mashalem, Tashun Baba Chamisha. The first guy pays 4 or 5. Why? He stole something and shachted it. Vashedi, the second guy, Mashal Tashume Kefel. He pays Kefel. Why does he pay Kefel? You know why he pays Kefel? The Kiniya Bishini Maisa, because the first Gonav acquired it by shachting it. That's a Shini Maisa. Everyone agrees to that. Therefore, now someone steals that dead animal, now he's going to pay kefel. Why? Shini Maisa is a Kenyan. So forget Yayush. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Lo'olam, lo tepuch. Really? I'm sorry, Mati, you think it's not going to be Rav Papa, it's going to be Rav Zvid. This is very different. Rav Papa's answer is very difficult. Rav Papa Amar, lo tepuch. Don't switch it around. Seifa Beishamaihi. Seifa is Beishamai. Beishamai held, there's no such thing as switching a Kenyan ever. Right? Ever. There's no such thing like that. There's no such thing as Shinu Rishus making a Kenyan. How do you know? There's no such thing as a change making a Kenyan. He learned it out from Esnan. Out of all places in the Torah, he learned such a din out of there. That what? That just like when you give a woman a payment for his nus, it can't be brought under his bear, no matter what you do to the item. You can change it, you change it around all day long, it's not going on the mizbeach. So too, if you steal something, and no matter what you do to change it, there's no change. He doesn't hold from the whole concept of Shini Maisa. Doesn't hold from it. So now, the Sefer is Bishamai. The Amri, Shini Bimkoma Omeid. The change doesn't make a difference. It stays where it is. In other words, the change stays where it is, meaning it doesn't change ownership. Any changes don't change ownership. Changed. Listen, it's now a dead animal. Before it was alive. Now he slaughtered it. Doesn't change ownership. Doesn't change ownership. V'hachamai eskinon, Shiniz Yaishu Ba... Oh, I'm sorry. Ihachi. If that's true... Kasha, Reisha, Umetziyasa, L'Rav. So good. Then the first two cases is still a Kasha on Rav. The Rav is very difficult. He doesn't gain anything. All he did was explain the Sefer. Still a problem on Rav. Why? Because Rav held that once it's Yayush, you're Konit. So according, how do you read this Brisa then? According to Rav. As we started off by saying, according to Rav, you should not be Chayav Dal V'Hei. Why not? Because when you stole it and the owner had Yayush, you acquired it. Why are you paying Dal V'Hei? All Rav Papa did was make the Sefer make sense. But he didn't explain Rav. We started off, we had a kash on Rav. Rav made a statement that none of us could believe. The Rav said, if Rav Sheshit couldn't believe Rav said such a thing. Now we have a Bryce that's clearly against Rav. So Rav said, no, switch it around, it'll make sense. We were talking about before Yesh, said Rav. Rav Papa said, no, don't say that. But you know what the problem is? The Sefer holds like a Rav Bishamai. That's lovely. That's very good. But what about Rav? Rav Zvid, Rav Zvid said, no, Mati's answer. La'olam kula lifnei Yesh. Really, it's before Yesh. V'hacha ma'eskinan. You know what's going on here? Shenis yayishu ha'baylam b'lokeach. Yeah, they gave up hope from the sale. But v'lo nis yayishu b'ganav. And they didn't give up hope from the ganav. The havalei yeyush, so you have yeyush. V'lo tema, don't tell me that the reason why I gave such a complicated case of a guy stealing it, selling it, and then stealing it from the third person, or instead of one ganav stealing it from another ganav, because he wanted the Vedaska stick in the sale. Why? Mishum to be in on Yeish Vishina Rishos. I need because that's what you want to tell me. I need Yeish Vishina Rishos. No. El Afilu Beyesh Luchude Namika Gonigan. Even Yeish alone will do it. Ella, but the problem is, the law Mishkachas, the Tashlumi Tarvayu, Ganaf Rishon, Vaganaf Sheni, Ella Bahachi. The only way I can have two Ganas and Yeish alone working is if I have a sail in the middle and there's Yeish on one and not Yeish on the other. So anyway, this whole thing will make sense. Therefore, it's not a kash on Rav. Why? Because you have Yeish on one and not on the other. And that'll explain it all. Okay? It's not hard. You just have to think it out. Not hard at all. That's actually very beautiful. It makes perfect sense. Okay. Now, more on this whole topic of Yeish. Itmar. Hamocher lefnei Yeish. Let's say you sell something before Yeish. Rav Nachman Amar, Chayev. Rav Nachman says, you're Chayev. Rav Sheshes Amar, Pater. Rav Sheshes says, you are Pater. Why are you Pater according to Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes is the same person who said, Rav, you couldn't believe Rav said that. If it's before Yeish, why are you Pater? Because you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. I stole it, you're Chayev stealing. I sold it to him, that's not a sale. The owner didn't have Yeish yet. What did you do? All you did was move it from here to there. That's all you did. Rav Nachman Amar Machor Chayev. One second. Rav Nachman Chayev. Umachor Amar Rachmana. It says in the Torah you sold it. V'hazavin. He's not sold it. Lo Shalom. Lefnei Yeish. Lo Shalom. What's the difference when you sold it? You sold it. You did a Maisa of selling. That's what we said on top. Rabbi Kiva said that, right? You did a Maisa. I doesn't do anything. You're right. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. We're Chayev anyway. What do you mean Shinu Makom? You mean Shinu Rishos?
Yeah, Shinu Rishos.
Right, so normally Shinu Rishos alone is not good enough to change ownership. Set the Torah, I don't care. When you sell, you steal something and sell it, you chayav four times. Aye, it didn't change ownership, so what?
But over here, he doesn't address that. So I
who?
Rav Nachman, I guess. I mean, Rav Sheshes, I guess he's
just... Rav Sheshes is on my putter. Rav Sheshes is your putter. What do you putter for? You're putter for Dalar V'hei. Why? Because only once there's Yeish does a sale have any effect. But if it's before Yeish, there's no effect. Lo mechayev, it doesn't work. We need tvicha. We need like tvicha. Da'ahanu ma'isa. Where there's a ma'isa. Before it was alive and now it's dead. So too, the mechira has to be a mechira that affects something. That only makes sense if it's after Yeish. Amr of Sheshes, Mna'ani Minala. How do I know that I'm right? The Tanya says in the Brisa, Amr Rabbi Akiva, Bipnei Ma Amr Torah, Tova Chamacha Mosham Dal Vehei. Why does someone who sells something pay Dal Vehei? Bipnei Shinashtarish Bechet. Because you're rooted, you're mired, you're sunk in Chet. So much Chet. You sold it, you stole it, you sold it, you shat it. So much Chet you did. So what do you see? What do you see? That I'm right. How can there be so much Chet if it's before Yeish? Amos, where is that? Elam lefnei Yeish. If it's before Yeish, miyekish and estarish. What, you're so mired in chet? You're so lost in chet? Why so lost in chet? What'd you do? All you did was steal it. You sold it to him? That's not a sale. Before Yeish. Ela, it must be lacha Yeish. After Yeish. So the Gemara says, no, you read it wrong. Hu amar Rava, it means shana b'chet. No, it means because you doubled over your chet. You repeated your chet. That's all it means. You repeated your chet. You tried to do a chet. What chet did you do? Sold it to a third party. It's before Yeish. Says the Torah, Yechayev anyway. Yechayev, Dal Mehe for that. All it is moving it from here to there. Exactly. You move it from here to there, Yechayev five times for that. Why? That's what the Torah says. Yeah, in technical halachic kinyanim terms, nothing changed. Very good, nothing changed. Doesn't bother me. So what? Yechayev.
Try again. Tashma, Tivacha Umacharo. If you shechted it or sold it, matzvicha she'enu chazeret, just like tzvicha, you can't take that back, you can't undo that, you can't undo shechting. Af mechira she'enu chazeret. So too, the mechira can be something that can't be undone. Now, Amos, when can't it be undone? Ilei melefnei yeish. If it's before yeish, am I enu chazeret? Why can't it be undone? There's no yeish. Ele must be lacha yeish. After yeish. Ushma mina chiyuv lacha yeish. Who? The only time you're going to be chayiv is after yeish, says Rav Sheshes. Tergamor of Nachman. Rav Nachman explained that case. No, that's prat l'shehikna lo l'shloshim yom. That's when you rented it for 30 days. So for whatever reason, Rav Nachman holds that if you rented it for 30 days, that's an exception. We give the guy the 30 days. It's not nothing to do with our discussion about yeish and shita rishos. Vafer Belazer Savar, even if Belazer agrees, Chiyuv l'acha Yeishu. The only way you can have a Chiyuv is after Yeish. Why? Tamar Belazer says in Belazer, Teda, you should know, this is what I said before, Shestam Gneva Yeish Bailavu. Stam Gneva, automatic Yeish. Automatic Yeish, Shestam Gneva, automatic Yeish. Shahare Amr Torah, Because the Torah said, Tavachu Machar, Meshad Deshlumei Abav HaChamisha. If you steal something or sell it, you pay 4 or 5. V'dilma lo iayish. Why do you pay 4 or 5? Maybe there's no yesh. What are you paying 4 or 5 for? There's no yesh. El alav, it must be mishum da amrin, and stam geneva yesh bailam hi. Automatic yesh. We're assuming, explains Rashi, that the tvicha or the mechira happened right away. Happens right away. Then the whole kasha gets off the ground. Why is it yesh? Happened right 5 minutes ago. We just sold it 5 minutes ago. Yoni, that's where this issue of Yulomidas comes in. The guy doesn't even know it got stolen. You stole.
Next morning,
and exactly. By that time, it's already sold. We're not talking about a guy who keeps it for a month. He sells it a minute later. He shacks it a minute later. He takes it back to his butcher shop and he shacks it. The whole thing happened in 5 minutes. Doesn't make a difference. Automatic yesh. Otherwise, how could you be chayav dal v'hei? By him saying all this, he obviously holds that's after yesh. Right? V'dilma atal gav delo yibayish. Well, maybe it's only because even if there is no yesh, maybe the Gemara says Amri lo slaka daitach. Don't think that. Don't mean the tvicha. Just like tvicha, ma tvicha dahani ma'isav. Just like tvicha, obviously changes the whole situation because now it's dead. Af mechira dahani ma'isav. So too, we're talking about a situation where mechira changes the whole story. Ve'i lifnei yesh, and if it's before yesh, ma ahanu. What changed? What helped? Now the Gemara says, V'dilma d'shma'ina d'yayish. Maybe you heard that he had yayish. You heard. There was a thing in the newspaper. He put up a reward. Right? Anyone gets my thing back, I'll get a reward. And then a week later, those ads no longer appear in the paper. Why? He said yayish. I'm not getting it back. We all heard the rumors. Amri, lo tzaka daitach. Don't think that. Don't mean the tficha. Because the selling has to be like tficha. Ma tficha la'alter. So the tzvicha is right away, we assume. Af mechira la'alter. So too, it's right away. What do you see from here? Only if it's after yesh does it work.
You assume it, right?
It's objective yesh.
But you need it.
Amar of Yochanan, no, just the opposite. Listen to this. The whole discussion, how this can make sense. Geneva benefesh tochiach. Kidnapping will prove that you're wrong. You know why? She'ain yesh ba'olam. There's no yesh. If someone gets kidnapped, he doesn't give up hope that he's going to get freed. He's always hoping he's going to get freed. There's never yeish by kidnapping. Right? You hear this? There's never yeish by kidnapping. That's a theft. There's no dalav hay by kidnapping, by the way. Right? But there's a theft. So, just like by there's a theft of a person, that baal, that owner, that person, never gives up hope. He always thinks he's going to get out of it. V'chayiv, nevertheless, your chayiv is stealing a person. Michlal, what do you see from all that? The Safar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan says, listen to this, lifnei yeish chayiv, la'achar yeish, lifnei yeish chayiv. You're only chayiv before yeish. You hear this? Till now, Rav said, you're only chayiv, Rav said you're only chayiv after yeish. Right? Because after no, I'm sorry. Rav said you only chayev before yesh. What about after yesh? You're not chayev. Right? Rav Sheshet didn't agree with that. So, you know what? If you go to the bottom of Amar Aleph for a minute. I forgot to read this Rashi inside. Rashi says, Chiyuv l'acha yesh hu dahani ma'isav. It's the second to last Rashi. You see the Rashi there? Mm-hmm. Rashi says, Mishakana lokeach, fine. Utlasa amarayim ninu. There's three amarayim over here. Rav savra yeish kani. Rav says yeish works. Hilka chlomis chayev ala b'fnei yeish. Therefore, only be chayev before yeish. Dilacha yeish, shlohu teveach umocher. If it's after yeish, it's yours. Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshet savri, they hold yeish greda lo kani. Yeish alone is not enough. Umishum haki, laacha yeish mischayev. You have to have after yeish. Umihu, baha pligi, what Rav Nachman was just arguing? Baha pligi, Rav Nachman, lo boy, ahani maisav, he doesn't require the maisav. Hiltach afiul, if na yeish, great, then ami chayiv. Rav Sheshet, boy, mechira, gemura. So it has to be after yeish. Okay? So there's three of machlokes, exactly how it works. Now, Rabbi Yochanan comes along, and then we said that Rabbi Lazar agreed with Rav Sheshet. Rabbi Lazar agreed with Rav Nachman. Now, that's what we said. Now, Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, Rabbi Lazar, I don't agree with you at all. I don't agree with you at all. A gneva of a human being will prove that you don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong. Right? Because if that there's never yeish over there, and yet the guy's chayef stealing, so too, who needs yeish? So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, Michlal, we see from Rabbi Yochanan Shita, the Tzav, Rabbi Yochanan, Lifnei yeish chayef. You're only chayef before yeish. Why? Because someone who steals a human being is never yeish, and you're still chayef, only before yeish. La'acha yeish, mai, what about after yeish? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan says he's still Chayiv. Rish Lakish Amar Potter. Rish Lakish says you're Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Chiyuve Bein Lifnei Yeish. Bein La'acha Yeish. What's the difference? Rish Lakish Amar Potter. Chiyuva Lifnei Yeishu. You're only Chayiv before Yeish. Ava La'acha Yeish. Kona. Once it's Yeish, you're Kona it. Vishlohu Tevech. Vishlohu Mocher. That's Rav. So this Machlokis is ongoing. Now, Eitzei Rabbi Yochanan le Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks the following kasha on Rish Lakish. Gonav, let's say somebody steals something, the Hikdash. He's makdash it to the Beis HaMikdash. What a tzaddik. He steals something and he's makdash it to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The Achar Kach, and then Tavach. Then he goes ahead and checks it. So, Talach is, what? Yeah. So, Mashad Shumei Kefel. He paid Kefel. Why? Because he stole it. But Ve'ena Mashad Shumei Bava Chamisha. But you don't pay Dal Vehei. Why not? Because at the time you shechted it, it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how did it get from you, the Ganav, to the Beis HaMikdash? How did that happen? Emas, when is that? Ilei melefnei Yeyush. If it was before Yeyush, mi kadosh? How could you be makdash it? Ishki yakdash is Beis HaKadosh. Omer Rachmana. Ma Beis HaShalom, af kol shalom. You can't be makdash someone else's stuff. If it was before Yeyush, it belonged to the owner, the Ganav couldn't be makdash it. Ela pshita l'acha Yeyush. It's obviously after Yeyush. So what happened? You stole it. You were then the owner had yeish. Then you were machdish it. Now it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Now you went over to the Beis HaMikdash and stuff and you shechted an animal. You don't pay dal v'hei for that. That belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's meila. Maybe you're going to have to pay them back. That's a different story. The taima. The whole reason this is all true is the hikdish because you were machdish it. So they have it out now. What's the out? Doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Who the animal is at the Shuv Rava Chamisha? You don't pay Dal Vei to the Beis HaMikdash. The Chi Katavach, the Hekdish Katavach. When you shechted it, it belonged to Hekdish. Aval Lo Hekdish, but if you weren't Makdish it, Tavach, and you shechted it, Mishad the Shuv Rava Chamisha. You would pay 4 or 5. The Yisal Kedaitach Yeish Kana, and if Yeish worked, Amay Mashalim. Why are you paying? Shlohu Tavach, Mishlohu Mocher. You're shechting your own thing. So Amalei says, Rav Shlurish Lakish back, Hacha, my eskinon. You know what's going on here? You read the Brisa wrong. No. Go and check. Dishu Bailim Biyad Ganif. What happened was, somebody stole it. The Baal heard, and the Baal said, I'm not letting that Ganif get away with it. I'm being Makdashit. The Baal was Makdashit. That's a Ganif. The Baal was Makdashit. Umi Kadosh? Does that work? From Rabbi Yochanan, Gozal, Felonis Yoshua Bailim. If there's someone steals an item, where is it? It's in the Goblin's house. Where is that? We have no idea. We don't know where he is. He's hiding out somewhere. What? Right. Neither of them can do it. Why? The Ganef doesn't belong to him. It's not in the Baal's Rishus anymore. So how could you do it? Amri, the answer is, we hold, this is such a concept, like the Tenuin, the modest, the Hasidim, the special people, did not. Hatenuin, the special people, what they do? They would put money in a plate. The Omer, and they would say, Kol hanilkat mizeh, anyone who's ever going to take my kerem revai, people are walking by, and we're going to have a machlokas tomorrow, if this is talking about during Shemitah, when everything is hefker, or any time of the year. Someone's walking by and sees my grapes, and starts munching on them. Nah, that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Can't eat that here, only Yerushalayim. But people don't know. So a tenua, a guy wants to really do the halacha correctly, what does he do? He puts money on a plate, and he says, anybody that's ever going to eat my grapes, going to be munching on my grapes, I'm being mechulal that on this money. And we're going to get tomorrow into Brera. Right? That you can do this retroactively. Anyone who took my grapes, I'm being mechulal that onto my money. Now, it's not in my possession. It's in this innocent bystander. This guy's walking by, he sees grapes. What? The Gemara's going to answer that tomorrow. Why don't we master it? The Gemara's going to answer that tomorrow. So again, the guy's walking by, he sees grapes, he takes them, he's walking along, munching on the grapes. Whose possession are they in? This guy's. How does it work? How could the tenua be mechul the money over there on the money, on the pocket, do that? The answer is, sometimes we do allow you to do it. It's not in your, not in your rishus. Right, you can do it. So too, you can do it over there. What? No, no, what do you mean? No, you pulled them off the karka. You pulled them off.
Oh, it's off the ground.
Yeah, it's off the ground now. So it's not in your possession anymore. Where is it? It's in this guy's possession who kept on walking. And yet, you're allowed to do this. So too, you can do it by Gneva also. The Tosfos asked, well, you can't compare Hekdish to being Mechulo. They're the opposite. That's his kasha. That's what this Tosfos is so gigantic.
Why can't you say that at the moment they took them off the vine, and that's when the chain of Rishos?
How did it change? It did change Rishos. It did change Rishos. It's exactly the kasha. How could you do, how could you do this? So we let you.
No, but you said I'm going to vote in for this money.
Right. And when someone will ever do
it. They put sand on as he's going off, so that's what retroactively.
Right. So it's not on your Rishos anymore. Right, right. Tomorrow we'll go into it. Tomorrow we'll stop here. We stopped at a good place. Pretty, almost got all the way down. And we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.